Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You can take your seats. Good morning, church. If you can be so kind just to open up in your Bibles to Proverbs 14, verse 26, please. Proverbs 14, verse 26. And the title of the message this morning is Finding Refuge Through the Fear of the Lord. Finding refuge through the fear of the Lord. Verse 26. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, not only with a desire to meet with you, but with a desire to hear from you. We declare this morning that you are El Shaddai, God Almighty, and that we are your people. We thank you for your word this morning, Lord, that is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I want to pray as Paul prayed, that your word will move swiftly this morning and be glorified. Heavenly Father, I want your blessing upon this word this morning, Lord. I want you to please give us the courage to face certain attributes about you this morning, and to give us a submissive spirit that will respond to it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This morning I would like to talk about an attribute in Christianity that I think many of the times is overlooked, and that is the fear of the Lord. The Bible teaches us that God is a God of love, he's a God of grace, he's a merciful God. But if that's the only side of God we know, we end up with a one-sided gospel, and that will result in the way we live our lives here on earth. God is love. God is merciful. But God is also holy, majestic, and he's the God of righteousness. He's the righteous judge. I want to share a scripture that is so promising and so powerful, and that's in Isaiah 33, verse 6 in the NIV, and it says this: He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. In this scripture, we see that God sees himself as our sure foundation for our times. And I think we all know we are entering dark times. And God is saying, he's our foundation. He's saying that he's a rich salvation full of wisdom and knowledge. And this is the treasure that he wants to give each one of us this morning. And the key to unlock this treasure is the fear of the Lord. It's with this attitude that I want to ask us just to pay close attention to what God wants to say this morning. As we go through the message, I want to point out two essential characteristics about God. Firstly, God being the righteous judge, and secondly, God being our heavenly Father. The Bible is full of wonderful promises to all those that fear him, but what does it exactly mean to fear the Lord, and how do we act it out or play it out in life? The Bible talks about a reverential fear, God revealing himself to us through revelation, a godly fear, But it also talks about a trembling. And now trembling is a word we often overlook. And let's be honest. I mean, if we read Philippians 2 that says, work out your salvation in fear and trembling, we tend to just focus more on the fear, reverential fear, and we forget about the trembling. So I just want to scratch the surface on trembling this morning. I can't go too deep into that because I believe that trembling comes from a deeper understanding of who God is as the righteous judge, a God that's going to pour out wrath. But not only that, the God that is holy, 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 holy. We need a revelation from God on his holiness. Let's just look at the wrath of God in Romans 1. Can you open there, please? Romans 1, verse 18. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, God's wrath is his judgments being poured out on all ungodliness and all unrighteousness. I would like to share a dream with you that I had about 3 weeks ago on a Friday night. I shared it with the worship team. Dawn and myself, we were flying to Italy. We had to go and do hair at this international hair extravaganza. And we were flown into one of the most exclusive hotels on the foreshore of this city. And it was a wonderful opportunity and a great honor. And as we were doing the hair backstage, I had to go outside for some reason. I don't know if I left something in the car or I needed fresh air or something, but I had to go outside. And when I walked out into this magnificent city, I mean, all I noticed was mansions laden from sea level right to the top of the hills. I saw everything that the eye could desire, from yachts to Ferraris, Maseratis, you name it, was there. And standing, catching my breath, I started noticing that the city was also filled with every abominable thing known to mankind. All the secrets that one does, or all the sin and evil that one does in secret, people were doing out in the open. The way they were building their statues and the way they were doing things out in the open, it was, no word can describe what I saw in my dream. And I heard a commotion and I turned to the right and I saw a fire break out and it surrounded the city and it was coming in like a flood, like a tsunami, this fire just moving in on the city. And I saw panic and people were running left and right and screaming. It was dreadful, and I just realized there's nowhere out for these people. It's a finality, it's over. When I woke up, I was quite distraught with the dream. But I realized that the Lord wanted to show me something. But what did he want to show me? He wanted to show me that there is a day that's coming that he's going to pour out his wrath. And we as Christians need to know of this day. Why? Because we need to know what we're being saved from. We need to appreciate what Christ did for us on the cross. We need that understanding on the wrath of God. We need to see him as the righteous judge. How are we ever going to tell this world about Jesus if they don't know what they're being saved from? Charles Wesley had that children's hymn, "Little Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child." I believe the Lord wants us to not see him as a little Jesus. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen? Revelation 19 paints a vivid picture of Christ in a garment dipped in blood. Verse 15, it says, "From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which he may strike down the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he will tread the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You know that Paul lived his life with a conscious sense of God being the righteous judge. And today we're hearing a lot or learning a lot about the grace of God, which is so good for us. We need to know, but we also need to understand the fear of the Lord. It's understanding this fear that we realize what we have through the grace of Jesus and the grace of God. Okay, what about Isaiah 41:10? Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. John Piper explains it in 2 points, and I think it's brilliant. He says, we mustn't fear man, but we must fear God. In Isaiah 8:12, it says, do not be afraid of their threats. Let the Lord be your fear and dread, and he will be your sanctuary. Secondly, we must not fear God as our enemy, but fear him as one, as someone that was. I want to tackle 3 areas this morning in our lives where the fear of the Lord should be played out. Firstly, our worship before him, our parenting, and our evangelism. When we worship the Lord, it's the fear of the Lord that makes us more aware that we are entering the presence of the King. We worship him as Almighty God with hearts full of thankfulness, with an attitude of submission. In other words, Lord, here is my heart. Don't you find it amazing that Moses was petrified of the presence of the Lord? Petrified. But yet he said to the Lord, Lord, I'm not going anywhere without your presence. Here's some scriptures talking about a bit of trembling and worship together in parallel. Psalm 2 verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. 96 verse 9, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, tremble before him all the earth. 91 verse 1, the Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. I believe that trembling in the Lord's presence is our response to a deeper understanding on his holiness, his majesty, and the wrath of God. Okay, so that was the one attribute or characteristic about God, God being the righteous judge. Okay, we pass it now. Now I want us to look at him as our Heavenly Father. Okay, let me ask you this. In parenting now, if your child only fears you, do you think that's normal? If that child just all is terrified of you, do you think that's healthy? Okay, and what about a child that gets away with everything, never is corrected? Do you think that's healthy? How are you ever going to explain to that child about Jesus and why they need Jesus? And that there's consequence to sin. How are you going to explain that there's consequence to sin if his whole life, all he's experienced was approval? In Hebrews 12, God gives us a healthy picture how he disciplines those he loves. I can see it in Sarah. Sarah will run to me, jump in my arms, jump on my back, pull my hair, even scream in my ears sometimes. Sarah enjoys me. She feels safe with me. But she also knows that there is a line. It's that line that she knows that if she crosses, there's consequence. There's discipline. She feels safe knowing that line. And it's the fear of that Lord that points out that line for us as his children. In Hebrews 12, verse 5, it says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the ones he loves and chastens everyone he accepts as a son. Can we see how healthy this is, how normal this is? God wants to be a father to us. And he's saying, here's the line. And the fear of the Lord says, the fear of the Lord is to hate all evil. There's your line. Clear as day. God wants to be our father. And I think in each one of our hearts, we want to be his children. I had the dream the Friday night, and the Monday morning I had a vision. But before I go there, I want to tell you that if your relationship with God is just about trembling, you've got to re-examine your relationship with the Lord. We're not living like that. That's not normal. If we're living our lives and we don't fear the Lord, and we are blinded by that line, and we're living on both sides of that line all the time, that also is not normal. It's not healthy. God is our Father. Anyway, the vision I had on the Monday morning, I saw this old rugged fishing trawler on a still ocean. And on the one side of the trawler was a crowd of people that had already thrown their nets into the water, and they were just standing like this staring at the nets. And I couldn't understand why the whole crowd was only on the one side, and I saw nets on the other side not being used. And when I looked again, I saw that they were using the nets of goodness, but nobody was using the nets of severity. And when I pondered upon the vision, it was like a light going on. I saw it in my own life. This is what we do. We are kind to people. We show them that we are Christians. We are good to our friends and our family and our neighbors. We live a life of testimony, how wonderful God is to us, what He's doing to us, what He's busy in our lives. John Piper says, often we love people while they are perishing and never tell them the truth. Those are the nets of the severity. Using the nets of severity is to say, can I just have 2 minutes of your time? I love you. You're my brother. You're my friend. You're my whatever. But I've got to tell you that a day is coming that mercy will be cut out forever. And you need Jesus because He is your escape from that dreadful day. If you look at the revivals throughout history, you look at Finney, you look at William Booth, Billy Graham, all these guys that started revivals, you'll see that 90% of them always used the nets of severity. And thousands came to Jesus. Thousands. And that's not to say we're not supposed to use the nets of goodness. The nets of goodness is the way we live our lives around people, displaying Christ to them. The fear of the Lord is to fear Him as a father, to know the Lion, but also to enjoy Him as a Father. To tremble is to fear Him as our righteous judge, and to be thankful that there is a way out, and that is through the cross. Thank you, Jesus. It's with this key that we unlock all the precious promises that God has for us. Refuge, confidence, long life, salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. How do we receive, learn, and understand the fear of the Lord? Well, firstly, the fear of the Lord is something that should be taught, starting at home with our children. Psalm 34, come you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Secondly, it's something that we need to go and need to be desired. It's something that we need to go before God and search for Him and knock on that door and say, Lord, show me what this means to me. Show me, Lord. We need to search it like gold. And Proverbs 2:1-5 says this, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, that's the searching. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Let us pray. Lord, all I can say this morning is thank you, thank you, thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you that you are a sure foundation for our times. that you are a rich salvation, filled with wisdom and knowledge. I want to thank you, Lord, that you've given each one of us the key to this morning to unlock these treasures. I want to thank you for your mercy and your grace and, Lord, your love over us. Lord, we know we are entering difficult times, dark times. And it's in this hour that we need to press in as your children. Lord, I want to pray that you touch each heart this morning that is searching for you. Each heart that is crying out for you this morning, Lord. I want to pray that each one will find a security, a confidence in your love, Lord. Thank you for the fear of the Lord. And as Tian said, we need to go back to the beginning, because at the beginning, the fear is all the beginning of wisdom. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to, if I can call the band up, I want to sing that song one more time. Hosanna, Hosanna. I want us to respond to the Lord this morning. He's offering us a sure foundation. It's in His eyes, it's a treasure that He's giving each one of us this morning. I want you to close your eyes and I want, just lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive this treasure this morning that you want to give to me. I receive it, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. Just in your own words, just a moment. Just tell Him how thankful you are that He thought of you. In your own words this morning, tell Him, Lord, I need your help in parenting. I need your courage in evangelizing. Forgive me for sometimes walking casually into your presence with dirty garments. But this morning I recognize you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Creator. Lord, I pray your blessing upon us this morning. And once again, we say thank you with thankful hearts that you've called each one of us to enjoy you as a father. To see you as a God that holds everything together, from the biggest star to the tiniest molecule. You are El Shaddai, God Almighty. Amen.